home here. Time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a badge and become a lawman. Well, you're on a routine traffic stop, and sure enough, the guy belches his booze breath in your face. You realize you got you a DWI. You say, will you please step out of the car, sir? He goes to open the car door and he just falls right out of the road. He stands up and weaves and looks at you funny and says, officer, I'm gonna kick your butt. And he takes a wild swing at you. He misses. You spin him around. Knock him down to the gravel and drag him to the back of his car. You've already got a couple of suspects in the back of yours, so you handcuff this maggot to the back of his own car while you fill it out the paperwork, and you call in for another paddy wagon to haul him away. Well, you don't realize it, but this maggot's car is missing some of its anti-pollution devices, and the fumes coming out from underneath that car are a little more potent than they should be, and the maggot who you handcuffed back there is breathing them fumes, and he ends up dying, suffocating on the poison gases. You go back to get him, and you realize the guy's deader than a mackerel. You think, oh my God, my police career is over. I know for a fact the family's going to sue them. The headlines will be horrible. Officer kills man waiting to be transported by handcuffing him to a fume-laden car. Then you think fast. You quickly run to your trunk. You get your throwdown piece. You tell the suspects in the back of your car to keep their stinking heads down or they're going to get shot off. And then you get on the radio. And you say, HQ, I've just stopped a licensed tag, Foxtrot Lima, Peru, 19075. Wait a minute, suspect is armed. He's getting out of the car. He's pointing a loaded revolver at me. My God, I'm having to return fire. That's when you shoot the guy between the eyes. He's already dead, but what the hell? You figure you'll camouflage your stupidity by blowing his brains. They'd never do an autopsy with his brains blown out. You think you've pulled it off until you get the call from the hospital. They say, officer, how do you explain the fact that the man you shot was blue when he arrived at the morgue? You say, the word is blown, and I'd fire that attendant if I were you. That is the sickest thing I've ever heard. My God, anything else I can do for you?
It's the one and only Grease Man on DC 101. WWDC FM. Washington's home of rock and roll.
You know me, I was born to be wacky. I was born to be bold. Born to be wacky. It's 14 minutes before 8 o'clock with the Grease Man. All right, yeah, I guess we can take a quick, good morning.
Yeah, Grease Man.
What's up, buddy?
My name's Al Salisbury. I'm calling from the National Enquirer. I want to do a story on this guy named Bingo Minnelli. Do you know where I can get in touch with him?
Hey.
Thanks, Griezmann.
See you later. That's all. Hey, I know that's going to resurface. That's why I'll never run for office. I would never run for elected office. Oh, maybe a local schmokel level, am I? But I would never run for president. Not that I'd ever have a chance to be elected. But the bingo story would come out. And that's all I need is to be ridiculed coast to coast. I just can't do it. I'm sorry. And it's just not me. What a one, ever.
I heard you used to wear a monkey suit, Bingo.
Stop the derision. A 20-year veteran broadcaster. That's probably how I'll remember it. For the days when I used to wear a monkey suit. How humiliating. How very humiliating. It's 13 before 8. Good morning, Gabe.
Zippy-doo-doo-dad, Screech.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Listen, remember that guy that called up yesterday whose wife was leaving him? He lost his job.
Oh, no, he quit his job.
He quit his job, that's right.
Yeah.
I felt bad for him. And I was just calling to let you know that if you want to take my name and number, I'd be happy to offer him a job.
Oh.
Yeah.
What kind of work do you do, buddy?
I have a small deck building company.
Deck building company?
Yeah. And I know he was in landscaping or something, so he should be a hard worker.
Yeah.
Unless he quit his job because he didn't like working.
Suppose he doesn't know anything about carpentry.
Well, he doesn't need to know anything about carpentry. I need, like, a skilled laborer.
How much did it pay? I might come by, get off at, 10 o'clock in the morning.
I think you're making enough there, Grease.
Like they say, you make a few extra bucks just to cover some sins. You know what I'm saying?
I'd be happy to hire you.
You buy that extra, expensive dinner, that extra bottle of wine. Mahana say, wow, you think we should really go look at it? That champagne, $75 a bottle. I said, well, it's all right. I got a deck building job tomorrow. I'll cover that. How much can I pick up in an afternoon?
$7 an hour, tax free.
$7 an hour and tax free.
Yes,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Well, I'd of course claim it, so.
Naturally.
But $7 an hour. So, if I meet you like noon somewhere in back of somebody's place, you tell me what to do?
That's exactly right.
I don't know anything about it now. You'd have to help me out a little bit.
You don't need to.
You just tell me, hey, bring those 2x4s. That's it. Get that wheelbarrow, Grace. Come on, let's see some hustle. I know you lumber, but let's see you scoot a little bit.
I would love to see that.
Why, you don't think I could do it?
No, you're a man.
I'm a man, buddy. I can handle a hammer.
I know that.
I handle a hammer. You just tell me where to hit that thing, and, man, I'll hit the hell out of it. Yeah. And the neat part is the people you build in the deck, they're probably at work or stuff, so we can go in and, help ourselves to what they got in the refrigerator, have a couple of beers, maybe take a mash out there. Does that count, when I'm there, if I take a mash, is that detracted from my hour? Or what hour? You took a mash in the 3 to 4 o'clock hour, Grace. I'm sorry, you only get $3.50 for that one, though. Well, I might do that.
Okay, buddy.
All right, let me put you on hold.
All right,
man. And, what the hell? You pick up a few bucks, good day, little manual labor. It is sweet for a man, huh? Sweet for a man to show he's still a man. He ain't afraid to get out there. Yeah. Wow. Do I get to wear one of those little aprons that has nails in it and stuff?
Naturally.
Great. Okay. Do I get to have a tape measure?
Yeah, whatever you want, Chris. If you want a job, I give you one.
All right, great. You own the whole company, huh?
Well, this is a very small company. It's just me and another guy.
Wow.
But we need laborers. We just lost two of them last week.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
So you want to take my number down if this guy calls in?
Yeah, let me...
It could be anybody. I'm talking about this guy.
Well, let me take you off the air, okay?
Okay.
Otherwise, you won't know what you'll get there. Believe me, yeah, it's 10 minutes before 8 o'clock here at DC 101. 10 before...